all about me. I want to be an artist. I want to be a multimillionaire. My favorite color is blue. I like school. I'm a good shell collector. I don't eat very much. My big sister needs to go to Weight Watchers. My best friend is out of my family. Mrs. Morrison, Katie, Googie, old young. My favorite animal is a cat, dog, horse, and a rabbit. But most of all, I like a bird. Contents. The chip, page 4. The pumpkin, page 4. Page. Once there was a boy, he loved to eat. He was so fat that if he fell down the stairs, he would bounce. He would bounce so high that he would bounce back up the stairs. He loved to eat chips. Chips were his favorite food. He had a sorton kind of chips he liked. It was Doritos. His name was Harry. He and his mom went shopping one day and bought some chips, his favorite chips. When they got home, she sat down. He said, "Can I eat some chips?" "Of course," said his mother. So he opened the bag of chips and he ate all of them. The last one, it was covered with blue speckles. But he didn't care, he ate it anyway. All of a sudden, he fell down a hole in the chip luck. He was so fat that his whole body could not fit in the chip, so half of him was in the other end, was out, so there was nothing to do except tree to get him self out or call for help. Which one? I think I should try to get myself out. If I can't, I will call for help. He tried for a long time. He could int, so he could for help. To his surprise, no one came. He called again. Still no one came. He called a third time. A little man appeared before him. He said, "Why were you calling for help?" "What do you think?" said Harry. "Nothing," said the little man. "Now tell me, why were you calling for help?" "I am stuck in this chip," said Harry. "Can you help get me out?" "I will try," said the little man, "but let me introduce myself. I am Sir Reginald, Duke of Chutney. Now will you help me get out?" "I'll try." So he pulled and pulled and pulled. He gavel at a last try. He pulled so hard that he got some of him out of the chip by accident. He let go, zoomed into the chip like Araber band. Unluckily, his mother came in and saw the empty bag of chip. She saw the blue speckled chip and the little man. She thought the Duke had eaten Harry, so she smooched him dead. She called him. There was no and so meanwhile instead the chip he looked like Novon had gone there for 1,000 years. It was brown and slimy. Nothing was alive there except for him. He didn't see anyone. He saw skeletons behind slimy urine bars, they were the D with chains against the slimy walls. Some we lying down, and there were others, eight in different posigans. He noticed soon that he was in a room with lots of cells, all of Alsden. He saw slimy creatures. Soon he was in a cell. There was a rattling, and they were gone. There was a mud roof. He crumbled it down, and he was outside the cell, but still in the chip. He went to sleep. He was out of the chip. When he woke up, he was out. His mother said to him, "Did you have a good night's sleep?" The end.